Well, joining us right now to discuss how the COVID pandemic is impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. And again, thank you for having me on every week. I truly appreciate it.
So what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, so our total count overall is 30,981 cases in the city of Brockton. Current active cases, 187. And then our death count, unfortunately, is at 503. But within 24 hours, we have an uptick of 32 new cases. The way that's broken down is two of those cases are 5 years or younger. One case is 18 years to 5 years. And then 21 of those cases are 18 and older. So we are still seeing, daily case counts. Again, and you and I talked about this in the past. The only difference now is a lot of folks that are testing positive at home and not reporting it to DPH or local boards of health. So our numbers are still as accurate as can be. We're still, every single day, our medical consultant and board of health director is looking at the wastewater to get a better representation and accurate count of COVID in Brockton.
And how are the hospitals dealing with it? Are they still basically okay?
Yeah, they are. Actually, yeah, Brockton Signature and Good Samaritan Medical Center, the VA hospital, and even our neighborhood health center. The census numbers at the hospitals, the inpatients are down, thank God. And the days of the sick sick people, on ventilators are down, which is a great news. We are still doing our vaccine clinic at the Shaw Center. We're doing that every Tuesday, which is our local board of health run clinic, and then every Saturday, DPH with Brewster Amlins is doing a regional. And every other week, we're still doing it at the Cape Verdean Association on Montello Street in Brockton. So it's still all hands on deck. But the summer months here, Dan, we're hoping the numbers continue to go down and people can be healthy.
Now, of course, summer is here, and so that means some summer programs have begun.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the Brockton Community Schools Get Ready program at Brockton High, which as a youngster, I used to participate in baseball. So it's a lot of sports enrichments. We also have the drama, which is Act One, Scene One at Brockton High as well. We're doing our mayor's summer after hours program as well at Brockton High. Our city pools are open, the two pools, one at the high school, the Manning pool, and then of course our east side Cosgrove pool. So we're still moving forward providing services to the youth, and the Boys and Girls Club is in conjunction with us, the YMCA is in conjunction with us. We have a lot of Brocktonian youth going to Camp Umicus, which is run by the YMCA. So there's a lot of opportunities right now, and if anybody listening and they want their children to be involved, the city website has a breakdown of all the offerings.
And of course there are some things for adults as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Last night we kicked off the mayor's summer concert series, Billy Kutu and the After Hours. Wonderful, wonderful, talented musicians. One of the band members actually used to travel with Tony Bennett. So we were able to do that. Last year, because of COVID, we did it outside at City Hall in the amphitheater. But now we're back at the original place. It's in a senior assisted living called Heights Crossing, right near the Westgate Mall and Christie's Place. It was packed last night. It was just a fun night. So we'll continue to offer offerings for all of our residents, the seniors, the veterans, and the youth, it's really a collaborative approach. So I'm really excited to be able to finally have the summer upon us.
And with the summer upon us, of course, July 4th, just a few days ago, were there any incidents in the city?
No, we created the fireworks task force, which was a collaboration between Chief Brenda Perez of the Brockton Police and Chief Brian Nardelli of the Fire Department. And we had folks out. It was the first year we did this. It was really kind of a collaborative approach where we were trying to minimize and mitigate the quality of life damages of fireworks. Again, fireworks are illegal in Massachusetts. So, in the past we had people injured, severely injured at times, but we also had the opportunity in the past to enjoy fireworks at the Brockton Fair, and of course the fair has been canceled. So, the Brockton Rocks baseball team does fireworks after the games, but in terms of July 4th, again, we had, some nuisance issues where people were lighting it off, and the task force was out there, so we were able to kind of minimize that as well. But it was a wonderful weekend in the city of Brockton.
Now, we'd earlier talked about veterans, and speaking of that, the city is actually searching for Purple Heart recipients, correct?
We are. Those that are still with us and those that have passed. We started it last year. It was the first time we ever had a Purple Hearts ceremony. We have a nice luncheon at the War Memorial on West Elm Street. We were designated finally a Purple Heart community, so we have signs throughout the city of Brockton. It's really an exciting thing. Dave Farrell was the veterans agent. He retired, so we have Kelly Young, and she's really hit the ground running. So if you are a Brockton resident or you have connections to Brockton and a loved one had received a Purple Heart, living or past, please let us know, and we want to honor those heroes.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you again next week.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor.